you. I'd like to say to the engineers, you be sure and play that part of the program when the doc's watching, won't you? You know, I think that I fooled you, though. I think that you said when you saw my husband and I come in, uh-oh, it's her again. Well, it isn't. It isn't. You're going to hear my other favorite preacher preach today. And I have two of them. One you hear quite often. And the other one you hear a lot, but not with a bona fide sermon. He just gets up here and leads the song service, and that's the hardest job in the church. That really is, because I did it for about 40 years, and I know it's a hard job to lead song service, but you're a great bunch of people, and I do want to welcome you this morning, every one of you, and explain a little bit later to you about the doctor's absence. My husband and I are to blame for him not being here today, but I'll explain to you later why. And I want you to know that we welcome you here today to King's House One, and we want you to enjoy the service just as much as you did, and you will, if the doctor was here, because I believe this group of people comes to the house of God for one purpose, as a testimony to the Word of God, and we really appreciate it. Thank you. Now Peter's going to come and lead the song service. He's next to Pop when it comes to leading song service.
Good morning. Okay, page 205-6. Amazing Grace.
Bye.
Jesus. Page 240. Page 321, Higher Ground.
Yeah.
special request from Pop. He set me free.
Goodbye.
Was a great song leader, and he is. You notice how discerning he was? He chose only songs that you knew by memory because he knew there wasn't enough books for everybody. Now, I think that was wonderful. He did a great job. This is really my day because I could tell so many things about the doctor that he never once told. But, you know, really, I don't know why I had this overwhelming desire after Father's Day. A great desire within me to preach on the subject of all the great women in the Bible. But you know, there's one thing I want to make sure when I preach on that sermon. That all those men that were here on Father's Day will be here that day. I want to be sure. Now, I'm going to take an offering. This is an experience for me. I don't think I've ever took an offering in my life. And you know why I'm doing this job this morning? I'm following orders. what I'm doing. And the Bible says to obey those that have the rule over you, so I'm being very obedient and doing what I was told to do. Anyway, as you know, Doc has not had any time off on a Sunday for a long, long time now. Because of those times that I have preached for him, it's been a pinch. He was trying to get here, and it was more stress to him, much more, if he had really been here and preached that Sunday trying to get here. But this week, latter part of the week, my husband and I kept insisting that he at least go away for the 4th of July and take a rest. You know, I'm letting you applaud a lot because the preacher back here, my favorite preacher, doesn't preach as long as my other favorite preacher. So that gives us more time. But going on with what I was saying, he's been a long, long time just so distressful because he just got his head in a book or he's in some kind of a problem. And Joe Shack, who works ungodly hours, and Larry Dudley also have been under terrible stress, as well as their wives have been while they've been away during this stupid trial. And so our son decided if he went somewhere to rest over the 4th of July, he wanted to take Larry and Joe and their wives with him so they could rest. And then now you have to clap after this next one I tell you that went. Mike Rodriguez, who is so faithful, wait just a minute, he is so faithful in his attending church day and night. That young man works so many hours. And he and Tony also went with our son up to my husband and my lake home up near Mount Lassen. It's a beautiful place. It's easy. You can sleep 10 people, including the boat and including our trailer. So we've got a great, great big house. And my son called me last night and said, well, we're getting ready. I said, not to come home, I hope. And he said, well, I don't know. And I said, I want you to stay away this Sunday. We can take care of it one Sunday, and the people will be happy that you're getting some rest. Now, I don't think that my husband... Did I tell you about Mike and Tony? Yeah. I thought my husband didn't hear me. But let's give Mike and Tony a hand. Well, I was going to have you do that anyway. You know, like my son preached on Father's Day, that there is a lot of wives that would not stand for their husbands to be occupied on the job as many hours as many of these young men that work for us are on the job. And I do feel like we can applaud those wives that are so faithfully standing in there pitching with the others. But I said to my son this morning, I want you to stay all next week. He said, Mother, that will depend on how big an offering you take today. So I'm going to go all out and taking this offering today. And I wonder if you won't help me, because he is planning to be on festival tonight. But I want to be able to tell him as soon as I get out of here, he doesn't have to come home. I want to know, before we start in, how many people, remember this is my first offering, and if you do it for no other reason, oh, you ought to do it for me, really, because I'm asking you to. But you're doing it for God's work and for your pastor's sake. Till he'll come back after another few days rest, and I wonder if we'll be able to put up with him, but we'll try, won't we? Now, let me see how many people that plans to give $1,000 this month. I want you to stand up.
Just for you, I will.
Now, somebody's got to help me count these wonderful people. Those that's going to give it this month, $1,000. Somebody help me count. Sammy, where are you?
I can't see.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hold your hands up. And right here, Sammy. Any more? Two way over there. And Steve, you mean you're never going to give one each? That's two there, Sammy.
17.
Well, if Stephen Levelin is that good, I'm going to do it too. Didn't my husband stand up?
Yeah.
I'll do it too. Any more? Want to join in this wonderful thing that gets the word of God out, gives the doc a little bit of rest and peace? All right, how many will get $500 this month? There's three. Sammy, you counting? Here's two. Three here, and four, and one next to the sidewinder. Twenty-four. You sit down now and let's see if there's... You didn't... All right. Now let's go down to 100. I think there's going to be at least a lot of people will give $100. How many?
We can't count you all.
I don't know how we're going to count these. It's the most wonderful thing I've ever looked at. I don't know how we're going to count you. How can we, Sammy? 1, 2, 3. My land, I counted 30 right in here. So many I can't count them. Isn't that wonderful? Now, if the ushers will come forward, we will pass the offering, and you can put in all that money if you want to today. That'll sure make the doc happy. And it might keep him up there three or four more days, which we're trying to get him to do very hard because he is nervous and needs a rest. And whatever you intended to give just a little bit more today in the offering while Sammy sings for us. This is my favorite song. He knows the title. He was always doing good. Jesus was always doing good. Today you're doing good.
I've been reading and I've been feeding on the press. The word of God, marvelous story, so full of glory, tells a path that Jesus tried. Jesus can deliver, still forgive every problem he understood.
Appreciate you folks responding today. You're a wonderful crowd of people, and I think my son said to me this morning, well, he believed that his people would be happy to know he was on a vacation, taking a little rest. And I said to myself, when you were applauding when I told you, this proves what he said to be true. Now, I told you I wanted to tell you something about the doc. But, you know, he doesn't like for anybody to brag on him and say certain things. You know, when he gets those complimentary things down on the festival, he acts like it excites him to death. But if you watch him closely on many of those, his face, can you see it for the whiskers, how he blushes? And he really does. But I don't want to tell anything bad on him. I want to tell you something about him when he was a little kid, something he done. Because he was such a talker when he was a little. He's always been able to talk himself out of everything. And he can still do a great job of that. And so he was wanting to go. It was almost time for his father to come home from work. And I was getting dinner, and he was wanting to go to the neighbors and play with their little boys. And I said, Gene, you're not going. Well, why? And if you would listen to Gene, he could give you all the good reasons why he should do it. And they made sense with what always bothered me. And Sometimes I didn't know whether he was right or I was right when he was growing up. And this particular day, he was sitting, he came in and was arguing with me about going, and I'd say every time, "You are not going, Gene. You're not going. You're going to be right here when your dad gets home for dinner." So he was sitting on a little bitty stool, and he wasn't over 4 years old, and he had his chin in his hands like this, just sitting there studying. And I said, "Gene?" He says, "What?" I said, "What are you pouting about?" "I'm not pouting. You want me to tell you what I'm going to do?" And I said, "Yeah, what are you going to do?" He says, "I'm going out by the fence, and I'm going way down to the corner, and I'm going to lay down and eat worms till I die." And it so took me off my feet that I started laughing. And I couldn't help laughing. And so I said, "Well, I guess anybody tries that hard, I'll let them go." And he went over to the neighbors. In a few minutes, he come back and he says, "Mother, you were right. They weren't home anyway." But I'm just wanting to let you know, he's always been able to talk pretty good. When he's the least little kid, he comes up with terrible surprising things to me now. He almost blows my mind on festivals sometimes when I'm listening to him. But when he was a little boy, he would shock the daylights out of me with some of the things he would come up with. Well, it just wouldn't be Sunday morning at the King's house if John didn't come and sing, "You Gotta Have Faith." That song, and I'm sure that you do, and no song could fit better with my husband's testimony that he's going to give you today as he preaches. This was an experience that held our son solid through his lifetime. I'm sure my husband and I have talked to this many times, that I'm sure that Gene might have gone the wrong way in college for a longer period than he did had it not been for this testimony that he saw with his own eyes when he was only 7 years old. My husband, he's the greatest. He's going to speak for us now.
Thank you very much. And I'll join my wife saying welcome to King's House One. And you who are watching on network, welcome to our service today. And I'm glad to see a packed house again today, the 4th of July weekend. We have a full house, you know. All the boxes full. I'll move this glass of water because the preacher was preaching down in Oklahoma years ago, and somebody set the glass of water up on the pulpit for him to take a drink through his preaching. It was hot Sunday, so before he drank the water, there was a girl got up out of the congregation and walks up and picks a glass of water and turns it up and drinks it and sets the empty glass back down. So I don't want to tempt no one with that glass of water. I want us to sing the chorus before I get into my brief message. I hope I bless you today. I told us many times, but I want to go into a little bit of what I think and what you may think caused my bad sickness in 1936. And I'll tell you about that. If we stand together and sing the chorus, it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. I was glad for John's song on faith. In the book of Hebrews, we read where Enoch, by faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found because God had...